at WKRP in Cincinnati.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
6:39 a.m. It was a gray morning in Chicago. I was working the early shift at radio station WGN. My name's Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. There are more than 3 million people in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant, how are you today?
Oh, good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I know you're still on the road on vacation. We probably shouldn't mention that because then all the criminals in Jefferson Park will know you're not working. And there may be some trouble, but your colleagues are taking care of the Northwest Side while you're away, right?
Yes, we do still have a few people working,
I hope.
Maybe not working as hard as when I'm there, but.
Yes, because as the lieutenant, you get to boss some people around, don't you?
Yeah, that's a lot of fun until you go home and try to boss people around.
Yeah,
and it doesn't work out.
Tell me about that. I know. you got to talk to yourself before you get back in the house and get yourself prepared for the reentry. We should call this segment, I don't know why I just thought of this, but shouldn't this be called the food police where you patrol various restaurants? Shouldn't we be saying that?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. All right. Well, the food police are on the air. And for your appetizer this morning, it's a dessert place that you want to talk about, right?
Yeah. I was saving this for when I was on vacation because the ice cream doesn't travel well to bring down to the studio. So
right.
But Peterson's Old Fashioned Ice Cream out at 1100 Chicago Avenue in Oak Park. It's been there forever since, it's been at that location since like the 1930s, but it's been around since 1919. And it's an old fashioned ice cream parlor. And every time I go there, it reminds me of the Museum of Science and Industry. If you go down on that old time block where you walk around to the silent movies and everything, they got
ice
cream parlor down
there.
Yeah,
like the old Main Street, right.
Right, yeah, and so Peterson Ice Cream reminds me of that old time when our grandparents were going to ice cream parlors, and so it's a great place to go, and they make their ice cream is the high butter fat ice cream, so it's really creamy, tastes like homemade. Mm-hmm. It's great.
You know what? I'm so glad you're talking about this and reminding us about this. I think I was there a long time ago, many years ago, and I forgot all about it. It's really great, though. It's a great spot.
Yeah, it's one of those places that if you, most people went when they were kids, or they went to a place like it, like Ideal Candies used to be around with homemade ice cream and Buffalo Bill's up on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
Peterson's is really one of the last old fashioned ice cream parlors standing that I know about. If there's any more, let me know because I'd like to check them out. Yeah, it's one of the last places standing where you can go to feel like you're a kid again. You could bring your kids, and it's a great memory. They have great peppermint ice cream, which is, I think, the ice cream that's best all year round. You know, even in the wintertime, you can have peppermint ice cream and hot chocolate. It's great.
Sounds like a good place to go for a milkshake, too.
Yeah, their strawberry milkshakes are my favorite. But
and they're open. They're open in the afternoon, right? They have late hours,
right? 2 to 9 every day. 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. every day. I wish they'd stay open later, but they open it for the afternoon crowd and for the after dinner. Great place to go for dessert if you're close by.
That's one of those places that during the pandemic you really worry about. As you say, they've been in business since 1919, and you just hope that they'll survive and do okay as we come out of this pandemic.
Right. Yeah, and it's really good to see that they reopened after their winter break. They closed down for a short winter break, and it's one of those places you think that they just how high can their margin of error for an ice cream parlor be? You know, or the profit margin. So you worry that some of these places are just not going to come back, but Peterson's has, so that's good to know.
Peterson's Old Fashioned Ice Cream, 1100 Chicago Avenue in Oak Park.
Right.
Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department is the author of the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. And by the way, we should mention the email here if you have a restaurant recommendation. What is it again, Lieutenant?
It's beatcopsguide@gmail.com.
Beatcopsguide@gmail.com.
Right. If you want to recommend a restaurant or tell me where an old-fashioned ice cream parlor is.
Those are always appreciated. Let's get to your main course. Tell us about it.
Well, a Big Guy's Sausage Stand out at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, our old friend Jimmy Bano's stomping ground.
Right.
And this was recommended by Lieutenant Kevin Keefe, who used to be Sergeant, who worked for me before he got promoted, and one of the funniest guys on the police department. Also, he looks exactly like Meatloaf, the singer, which he hates me saying. But and we spent far too much time at Big Guy Sausage over the years. And it's out in Berwyn. It's right on Roosevelt Road. It's past Fitzgerald's, which is opening up for live music, which is great. And they don't have any seats. It's a stand-up place. They got a counter you can sit at. And I very rarely do I talk about a side course before the main dish, but mm-hmm. I have to say, Big Guy Sausage has the best. They have these butter garlic French fries, mm-hmm. and they are the best French fries I swear I've ever had. Better than duck fat fries. It's butter and garlic. It's greasy and garlicky and great.
That sounds pretty good. Usually the fancy fries have what am I trying to think of? A couple of places have
like loaded fries where they have like
cheese and I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that.
They do serve a dish like that, loaded fries. I think they're called. They do have one of those, but the butter garlic fries are just phenomenal.
What I'm thinking of the fancy version of French fries that people put. Why can't I think of it now? Because my stepson's allergic to it. He hates the smell of it.
Irish people truffle? Put vinegar on their French fries.
Truffle, yes, truffle fries.
Oh, yeah, truffle fries.
I don't like the truffle fries. But this sounds good. Garlic and butter fries. Mm.
Right. Can't go wrong with butter and garlic. The more, the better.
Yeah, and once you get past that, what do you like over there at Big Guy's?
All right, so they have the, what you mentioned earlier, the Fred Flintstone, which is a sandwich with a short rib sandwich with the bone in the short ribs, and has mozzarella, cheese, peppers, and onions. And it looks literally like, you know, that the scene at the beginning of the Flintstones where he's holding a big big beef bone on top of the car so he can take it home for dinner. And it's pretty interesting to eat. You kind of have to break the sandwich apart because otherwise, you know, you're going to be biting into the big beef bone that comes in.
Yeah, how much do they charge for the Fred Flintstone short rib sandwich with the bone in it?
$16. So, yeah, it's a little pricey.
Well, but it sounds like you get about four meals out of it, maybe.
Yeah, or one and then take a nap.
Yeah.
The other thing they have is a spicy peach sausage, which is venison sausage with goat cheese, peach sauce, and habanero. So it's sweet and hot at the same time, which I love. I like hot stuff occasionally, you know, jalapenos and stuff, but when you can make it sweet and hot, it's like, I don't know, it just, to me, it's I love all that stuff. It's really interesting. It's a really interesting taste.
A lot of people go to this place for takeout.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, they do. It's mostly takeout. You can eat there when you're standing, but they also sell. They have a couple of interesting things. You could buy a six pack of burgers for $36, and so you could take that home to the family or for yourself for the week. You could buy sausage by the pound. Some of it fresh and some of it frozen. You know, like the long chain of Italian sausage. You can buy like 5-pound chains of Italian sausage.
Wow.
That you can take home and cook on the grill. They also, I called the other day, and they still have, this might offend some people, but they still have left over from their Christmas time, the frozen sausage they call Rudolph sausage. It's venison sausage with blueberries in there, so it looks like, you know.
Yeah, don't tell the kids. Big Guy Sausage, 7021 Roosevelt Road. This sounds authentic, like the real deal.
Yeah, it's great. You know, and like I said, right down the street from Fitzgerald, so you can go get something to eat at Big Guy's and then go watch some music.
All right, well, we will get you the news here at 7 o'clock from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, and we'll have more on the passing of Prince Philip. Let's get to the restaurant news right here. What do you got for us, Lieutenant?
The first thing I have to say is that we obviously have gone national. Vice President Kamala Harris was listening to us, listening to you and me, and came into town this week and went to the Brown Sugar Bakery, which we just talked a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I mean, sure. You know, she went on our recommendation, huh?
Right. Postdoc, ergo prop doc, you know?
What?
I mean, it means after it, therefore because of it. You know, you're not a West Wing fan like I am. But
you are a Renaissance man. Brown Sugar Bakery. Yeah, I remember you talking about that place. It sounded great.
Yeah, caramel cake. I'm sure she had the caramel cake, because that's what we said was the best. But
it was.
And I also wanted to point out, you know, and I know I repeat this over and over again, but Eater Chicago, the website, they have a great, another great map this week that I saw, where to find good African restaurants, good African food. And so they break it down. It's interesting on the map to see that almost all of the African restaurants are along the lakefront from north to south, mm-hmm. but somewhere close to the lake. And I don't know why that is. It just struck me as odd.
Eater Chicago for that map, huh? Eater Chicago.
Yeah, Eater Chicago. And Demera, which is at Broadway and Lawrence, my favorite African restaurants on there. So it's good to see.
And we have a couple of openings to report this week, don't we?
Yeah, Lou Mitchell's is reopening, and that's where the all-day breakfast you know, they closed down on Halloween because of the pandemic, and now they are reopening for indoor dining. And this is the one at 565 West Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And Lou's, if you haven't been to Lou's is the original kind of greasy spoon type of restaurant. They serve breakfast all day long, which is for somebody on midnights is great because I eat breakfast at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And
Lou Mitchell's a fantastic place. I wonder if they still hand out milk duds to people waiting in line. I used to go there years ago.
Yeah, they used to. I actually tried to call them find out, and nobody could tell me. I guess they're not doing it yet, but I'm sure that'll come back. They still were doing it up until the point where they closed. But I think, you know, we don't want people to wait in line.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I think the incentives of people to wait in line is gone for a little while, but hey, at least they're opening. I really mm-hmm. thought when they closed down and then when the restaurants opened and they didn't, I thought that was the end for Lou Mitchell's. So I'm really glad to see that they're back, too.
That would have been a loss for the city. And then there's a place I know you want to mention on South Michigan Avenue, right?
This is Apollonia, which is Stephen Galander's new restaurant. He's from Sky, SKY. I don't know. I never know if it's called Sky or SKY because it's got a period after each letter. But they're opening up on April 16th, but their reservations went live this week. So it's at 2201 South Michigan Avenue, and this is going to be a real high-end, another high-end restaurant. Up there with Maple and Ash and Alini, I hope. And they're going to be in the Hilton Hotel. That's part of McCormick Place. So once conventions start coming back, it's probably going to be really hard to eat there. So now's the time to try it. Now's the time to get a reservation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And will you and your fellow officers be checking out that place? Or is that a little ritzy, glitzy for you?
Yeah, that's the one you save up for so you can take your wife out on your anniversary, you know, for police officers.
Attaboy. Lieutenant, when are you coming back to town?
Next weekend. So, this is the longest vacation I've taken in probably 10 years. So that's
you deserve
really nice.
Enjoy, yeah. And we'll talk to you next Friday morning.
All right, see you.
Hey, let's be careful out here.